This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program now in countdown mode. As on a weekly basis, we do the ancillary piece, the accompaniment, if you will, of the official talk radio countdown show, which you hear on all of these same stations. So we have the list, the charts, as they are referred to by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com every week. And I try to go through the story list. Jay Kirshner is here with me. Jennifer has a family situation, so she's not able to join us. I always like to have Jennifer Horn's input on things like this because she's on top of it with her morning show at KRLA in Los Angeles. But we'll manage to make it through, Jay. Number one story. I'm going to do it differently than I usually start at 10, get to number one, but I'm starting. Let's switch it up. Number one on the list this week, the story list, is the situation that we find ourselves in with the continuing hammering, the partisan politics, some of the things that have happened this week. There are a ton of those, so we'll get to that stuff, hopefully in detail. The economy is number two. January 6th is number three. The war is four. COVID is five. Elon Musk, well, the whole business of what's going on in the big tech companies, number six. Crime, violence, guns, seven. Immigration is eight. The abortion right discussion, Roe v. Wade, continues to sort of hang over us like a cloud of marijuana that we were talking about on the Good Day program earlier. And the James Webb Space Telescope, number 10. Fascinating. That's, for me, that's the most interesting story of the week. Not only is it new, but it's fabulous.
And it's fantastic. So visually stimulating. These photos are amazing. And just to think that by the time this light hits us, how many of...
Millions of
how
years.
Much of that doesn't even exist anymore?
Yep, it hasn't for millions of years. All right, let's go through the people list. Joe Biden's number one on the list. Trump's two. Ron DeSantis is three. Gavin Newsom is four. Kamala Harris is five. Liz Cheney is six. Pat Cipollone. Now, there's a name that I don't recognize. That's something we haven't talked about this week. Who's Pat Cipollone? Anybody going to jump onto that one? We'll find out. Joe Biden is eight. Putin is nine. And Brittany Griner is 10. So I would put, if it were me, I'm not doing the research here. I'm gearing this on what we've talked about. And we're only one of, let's see, how many, probably 45 shows that are surveyed, national shows, a dozen of those, and then the rest of them are local shows in various size markets. So I would put Liz Cheney, frankly, in the number three position. Gavin Newsom is such a gas bag. there are people. He is. He's a certifiable egomaniac. And it's always just about him, blah, blah, blah.
It's always something.
Newsom
and then number three, Ron DeSantis. Both of them are always in the news for something, and it's always significant. Let's be honest. It definitely grabs the attention of anything going on.
My son and I have been talking about, and I'll have more of a conversation with him because I'm actually going to see him this weekend, about leaving the country. And people say, he's a communist, that kid now. No, he is concerned about his son and other children that would be in the family and doesn't like the way California is going, doesn't like the way the country is going. And you know what? There's a survey around this week that suggests that less than 20% of Americans are satisfied with the way the country is going. So what kind of what direction is that going to take you? Is that going to take you into being more serious about who you vote for, being more involved in what's going on in your community? I live in a town of 73,000 people, and there is the mayor is trying to fix problems. The community is so badly run, it almost got into state receivership. It's just a mess. And the egomaniacs that were running things before, they didn't want to take any credit. They didn't want to get involved. They didn't know what they were doing. So anyway, there's a big push to have volunteers involved in various boards and commissions. Get people, you know, we need more diversity. Because Framingham's a pretty diverse community. So let's get people from the south side and to serve, because mostly the people that are on boards and commissions are from the north side, the side of town that I live on. The Southsiders, a lot of them are immigrants, a lot of them don't understand the language, a lot of them don't want to, they don't trust the system, so they don't want to be involved, so they haven't been. But now the mayor is reaching out, but it's very hard to get people. There are two things that are a problem, Jay. One of them is getting people to volunteer for boards and commissions to serve, to help the city. The other one is to find people in jobs, that is, people to work in these various departments, the planning department, right? Finance department, the Department of Public Works. There's nobody, either they don't want to work or there aren't qualified people to fill the slots. It's an amazing reality. You see it in government, but you see it also, you hear it from employers across the board. Finding good people to work, we have really hit a buzzsaw here. And you wonder, okay, why is that? And the same thing goes for politics. We've got a bunch of flunky donkeys, whether it's local politics, for the most part, there are not good people that are running for office locally. Statewide offices, like people, you know, look at the governorships around the country and the people that inhabit those offices. Newsom, he's the best they got in California? I don't think so. But the good people, I go back, I always use Bloomberg as an example of this, because I felt he would be the most qualified by far to actually run the country efficiently. But because he didn't do well in front of a camera, or he didn't do well in a debate, he's disqualified. What kind of thinking, what kind of logic is that? Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, that's my off. I'm off on a toot about Newsom, and you said what I believe is correct in terms of DeSantis. So let's move on. We'll have more discussion. I want to spend some time on the economy, which is number two this week. We'll get to that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. 15 past the hour, the Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio based on the surveys that are done by Talkers Magazine every week. There's a story list and a people list, so we are going through some of those stories, give you some comments. With regard to number two in the economy, I thought the closing of these stores by Starbucks was an interesting reality check, Jay. They're closing 16 of their stores this month because they're concerned about the locations. They are not safe, and they don't seem to be able to get people that are in public service, people that are in the police, to take note of the unsafe circumstances where these stores are usually put in pretty upscale neighborhoods. So what does this tell you? Go ahead.
It goes to show, too, that Starbucks is actually starting to take, because they get a lot of heat with employees wanting to unionize and the higher-ups saying, trying to stop them and closing locations that are getting close to unionizing. And this is them also saying that these are statements coming from employees of saying, I do not feel safe. I don't feel safe working in this location, whether it's customers coming in that are causing a scene or people who are not customers finding their way in, drug abuse. They have been told at these locations before they had closed that they are welcome to close down the bathrooms if they feel like things are going on. They're even welcome to close the store early if they themselves do not feel safe being there. And it just started to happen way too often to the point where they were like, we can't have these locations anymore. We just need to shut them down.
So is this the business of drug abuse and its impact on society spiraling out of control to the point where the Los Angeles locations, Seattle, Philadelphia, Portland, Washington, all of these stores were in good locations at one time? But now, because of things that are changing, the reality of the neighborhoods, and does this serve as a commentary on lack of law enforcement's ability to control the problem? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And it seems to me this is an indictment of the system if these locations can't anymore support safety. It says to me that the problem of crime and violence is extending itself into areas where heretofore it wasn't a problem. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all. It's definitely, there are so many different things. And think about gentrification, where we think that all of this is starting to happen in, quote-unquote, well-to-do neighborhoods where this didn't used to happen. Well, where are people going to go if Betty keeps getting pushed out of their own neighborhoods, and neighborhoods are getting flipped, and what was once considered a bad area is now rental housing developments because all these companies came in and flipped everything?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that, and I suppose that's a legitimate concern, but I also think there's something else going on that's not, that we don't have all the pieces. I just don't think that law enforcement in some circumstances can do, whether their hands are tied because of societal demands, too much politically correct thinking, or the police, the caliber of the people being hired to be police officers. I don't know, whatever it is, but I know that it seems to me, and I can see it in my community, we've gone through a process. There were a couple of areas downtown that were so over-infested with drug sellers and buyers and stuff, and they just came in and they just cleaned them out, cleaned out the nests, and now there's a meat market in one place where you couldn't go down there at night. It was horrible. You wouldn't want to drive by there at night. And this is a pretty upscale community. So this is that's the point that I'm trying to make here. If there's a company like Starbucks is closing, they don't go into a location that is questionable at all. So if the locations are becoming questionable, that's because something is happening. And maybe a sort of confluence of a lot of different things, Jay, as you're pointing out, things that are changing and obviously not for the better. So some food for thought. I guess that connects number two with number seven. Number seven is crime and that sort of thing. So, and the economy is affected by crime. No question about that. All right, 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth. because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Yo, wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
Well, that's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF. Leaf.
It's a great day, Doug Steffens Good Day.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
So this is Cow Appreciation Day because Chick-fil-A started those ads with a cow on the billboard and the cow saying, "Eat more chicken."
Oh, yeah.
It's actually
like
very clever.
The billboards.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are, 34 and change past the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The idea that we should be having a good time, horrors, no. Having a good time on the radio, yeah. Here's some good news for those of you who are weekend warriors, to put a sort of face on another bit of good information that's floating around today. Being a weekend warrior, according to this overview of physicality, if you will, Jay, people who cram a lot of exercise into a couple of sessions on the weekend lower their risk of premature death as much as people who spend hours exercising all through the week.
Yeah. Isn't that nice to hear that if you can, you don't have to try to find a full hour, full 2 hours during each weekday. You can just kind of spread it out and work out on the weekends as well, and it'll do the body good.
Well, what this sort of points out in a way, a study that's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they looked at 350,000 adults who were involved in the team sport of being a weekend warrior. It is kind of a team sport, in a manner of speaking. But those people who work out every day who are otherwise sedentary, there isn't a mention in here, but there ought to be, of people like me who are not sedentary. I don't spend, at least during the summer months, any real serious time exercising, working out with weights or in a gym and that kind of stuff. I do in the wintertime, but I don't in the summer because I'm moving all the time on the farm, outside in fresh air for 8, 9, 10 hours a day often. Yesterday, for example, I got done my radio work at a little after noontime. Didn't have time for a nap because I had to get right to it, and it was out all day until almost 9 o'clock last night. So that's a way of increasing the cardiovascular. I think that's part of the reason that I have good cardiovascular health, because of that sort of thing. People who are moving all the time. But those who have sedentary jobs, look at all the people who during the pandemic were home, sitting around. How many people do you know who put on 10, 20, 30 pounds during COVID?
Oh, a lot. But also, especially people who had to transition to working from home, who were not used to it, and forgetting to stand up a lot.
Right.
Because they're, rather, when they're at the office, they'll get up, take a little break, go get something to drink, go use the restroom, whatever. Or that chair just kind of hurts your back, and you need to stand up and stretch. Where I've known so many people who were working on laptops from their couches, and hours would go by, and they would forget to stand up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you should get up. Like I do when I'm doing the radio program, I'm up every 17, 18 minutes. You probably are, too. In between breaks and when we have news and that sort of thing, I'm up and moving around. As to the dismay of some, like if I'm late getting back, you have to get started without me. But that's because I'm moving around, doing things.
Doing stuff. You're taking care of your health.
Right. So if you look at it that way, this particular focus was on the weekend warriors, but you can apply it to almost anything. And it might not be in terms of the weekend warrior, the people who are signed up for the service, but there are people who become much more active. They play sports on the weekend, or they do, you know, whatever physical activity. If you're inactive during the week and you really rev it up on the weekend, I think the point of this is that you'll be okay. And is that what you take away from this? Kind of what I took away from it.
Yeah, spread it out and always do something. Don't, you can still let a day go by on occasion if you get out of the habit, or not get out of the habit, but if something's going on. But when you can just spread it out over 7 days, and it just seems a little bit less intense.
Yep. Well, that's something that I'll talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a resident cardiology professor, if you will, professor of love, professor of health. He does a segment on this program every week, Good Day Health as well, an hour of his input. He and Jack Stockwell do the Good Day Weekend Health Hours that hopefully you can partake in on most of the same stations that carry the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of exercise, those who like to ride bikes, do you pay attention to the Tour de France? Well, there is a Tour de France race going on, or at least there was, but apparently, no, not so.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A shooting at a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took 4 lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. 4 people died after 2 single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. 1 plane was landing, 1 was ready to take off. 2 people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues as a record number of encounters at the border in June was reported. Officials are continuing to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Doon is critical of the president's handling of the crisis.
What we see is lie after lie. First, the lies started when President Biden said last year that this was just seasonal, that this was going to go away after the spring. As you just mentioned, we're seeing those numbers continue to increase. This is not seasonal.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has released the southern border numbers from the month of June, over 200,000 encounters. A dolphin spotted swimming in a New England river has everyone talking.
A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video posted to Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Peter Rex, the founder and CEO of a Texas-based tech company, is offering benefits to employees who choose life. Rex saying his business has decided to give up to $7,500 to employees who want to have their baby and give it up for adoption. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's the 11th of July. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The Russians have a problem. Well, I guess they have more than one problem.
A problem.
Their biggest problem, it seems, is that they're running out of soldiers. They don't have enough soldiers. Either there have been, you know, there have been, they don't tell you how many have been killed, but the Ukrainians figure that they've killed 14 or 15,000 mm-hmm. Russian soldiers, if not more.
And many that didn't want to have any part of this are being forced into it. So who's fleeing?
Well, the AWOL list is about twice that long. Supposedly the Russians have sent 40,000 some odd troops into the Ukraine at one point in time or another over the course of this last however many months, 5 months, I guess it's been going on. And there are only about 10,000 left. So what they're doing is starting, it's not called a national draft, but basically it's a strong arm tactic. They come to your house and they say, okay, we'll give you all this cash and you can go and make money. Or we'll shoot you, one or the other. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to take the money and run, literally. And so that's what they're doing. A lot of men, and they're trying to conscript women, too, because, you know, the Russian women often are pretty tough. Eastern European women are pretty, you know, pretty tough stock. So they go into the service as well and be able to handle the stuff as well as most of the men. So that's what's going on there. Plus, the people who are trying to figure out what to do with Brittany Griner, this is one of the things, you know, I was talking the last half hour about the poll and what people think about Biden. And one of the number one problems people have is his lack of action on Brittany Griner. People who don't know anything about the WNBA, or they don't follow it anyway, people who may or may not know that she's one of the stars, and they may or may not know that she was arrested because she had marijuana, or whatever, any number of things, but they know who she is. And they know that Biden isn't doing what they think is enough.
Mm-hmm. So and she's even playing for not just herself, but all of the other Americans who are being detained in Russia.
Right.
All of the other Americans we're not even talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that it's good to know, in a manner of speaking, that this sort of thing, that the Russians are falling apart. They have technology, but they don't have support in terms of the human cost of lives and what people are. And so the question then comes, most of the people that they're conscripting are millennials. And most of the support in Russia for this war is among millennials. So you'd think that somehow or other word would get back to their friends as to what this is really all about, instead of what the Russian propaganda machine says and what the social media says. Isn't that seems counterintuitive to me, that the people who seem to be most supportive are the ones, once they get involved, are the ones who want to get out first. So, listen, as stranger things have happened. Big fire this weekend in Yosemite National Park. 2,000 acres burned. Giant sequoia trees. This is always what worries, I think probably it's something on my mind, where they're having all of these fires in Northern California where the giant redwoods are. Mm-hmm. How many of them destroyed? You know how old these things are?
It's you realize? So sad. It's so sad. And this Washburn fire is... It doesn't seem like it's getting contained yet.
No, I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is yet. Nope. Some really exciting news coming from NASA. They have the pictures from the new James Webb Space Telescope, and they're going to publish them tomorrow. But supposedly there are unbelievable looks into not only our galaxy, but way beyond, things that only scientists have been able to imagine. You know, they imagine how many planets there are in the Milky Way galaxy. But then, do you know that there are millions of galaxies like ours? And there are millions of planets in our galaxy. We are one of the smallest solar systems in the galaxy. And we're living in one of the smallest galaxies. It's so, I mean, how do you even imagine? Yeah, your mind doesn't go. No.
Right?
Unbelievable. But, yeah, we get involved in all kinds of things. I wanted to, there was one other thing here, and I hesitate to underscore this, but I think it's worth mentioning for a couple of reasons, and I'll tell you why. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired a new NFL team president. Her name is Sandra Douglas Morgan. The reason that there is an announcement about this is because she's black and she's a woman. Okay. So, is she the most qualified?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Her resume says so. Absolutely.
Okay. So,
she's very qualified. But the reason it's used is because it is history making.
Yeah. Well, but why? I mean, that shows you how immature we are. Why shouldn't there be a black woman? Why shouldn't there be somebody who's black or somebody who's a woman just because they're black and or women? Does that discount? You know, the NFL is probably one of the most sexist organizations in the history of mankind. So the fact that there's pressure on them probably from who knows which direction, but you can be sure that club doesn't want to, you know, what was the guy's name that did started McDonald's? Cox, was it? No, it wasn't Cox, but it was something close to that. And his wife,
the original McDonald's.
Brothers? Yeah, no, the McDonald's brothers, but they were bought out by this guy. He expanded them. Oh, come on, I can see this guy
Ray
in
Kroc?
The movie. Kroc, that's it, Kroc. Yep. So, Mrs. Wood, didn't he own the L.A. football team? I'm pretty sure it was one of the teams, and his wife took it over. But she didn't run it. She just owned it. There's a difference between running and owning. And there's a club of owners, and there's a club of managers. And it's a club. It's like the club that is the Congress of the United States, the club that is the Senate of the United States, the club that is in the radio talk business, right? I mean, look at the, we're all different clubs. And sometimes it's hard to break in to, you know, speaking of the radio club, it's a long time before we had any good black radio hosts, and then that was a big deal. Oh, the guy's black and he's doing a talk show? Oh, no! He's good and he's doing a talk show. Or she's good and she's doing a talk show. I think I'm trying to remember back. Larry Elder and I started on the same day in 1993 on KBC. And I'm trying to remember what there was around that. And I, because there were no other black guys on talk radio in L.A. at the time. And now I'm trying to think of who's black on the air in L.A. now. And I don't think there is anyone. Larry's off the air doing something else. I don't think there, I can't think of another black guy doing talk radio in L.A. There are some guys in Baltimore. As Larry Wilson, I think is his name. What a great guy. He's been doing talk radio for a long time in Baltimore. But other than that, there's what's-his-face on Sirius XM. Who's an egomaniac. I never cared for him. Anyway, but I'd call him an egomaniac. It had nothing to do with him being black, except that his shtick is being black. I think there's nothing that brings people together or separates them more than to look at stuff that way. So anyway, I've lost, Victoria used to say to me, okay, we buried the headline here. The Las Vegas Raiders announced they're hiring Sandra Douglas Morgan to be the new president.
Yeah.
That apparently is the headline. Yeah, she's an attorney. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, former attorney. She was an attorney for the Raiders. She was a vice chair on the Las Vegas Super Bowl host committee. She's worked with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. She's done all kinds of stuff.
So the last guy who was the president of the team was fired by the organization. Dan Ventro was his name. He said the reason he was fired is because he reported to the NFL that the owner of the team, Mark Davis, did nothing about the hostile work environment there. Well, yeah. If you're running the team, pal, then the hostile work environment's your problem, not the owner's. If you're really doing your job, then you've kind of kicked yourself in the butt by suggesting it was a hostile work environment. Maybe that's why you get fired, because maybe it's you.
Yeah, when they released the statement that he was going away, they were just like, this is the only statement we're going to make. He is no longer part of the organization. Move on.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then let's move on. Elon Musk in our focus after this.
Cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking. And nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk Styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing. Like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra-lightweight with incredible rebounds that helps propel you forward with every step. Or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not
Not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wah, 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 wah. Those millennials are at it again. Now, there's a poll suggesting that millennials are feeling like they've been left behind. They're indebted. They're unable to live up to their expectations. They're just feeling sad about life. Really? I wonder about everybody else who has the same problems, but they don't whine about it. They do something about it. So how about you do something about it? It's a 3.5% unemployment rate. Go find a better job. Go
But let's keep in mind, too, how much was a house when you bought your first house, Doug?
I paid $46,000 for my first house.
And how much did it cost to go to college? These are all prices, these are all costs that have risen significantly. Yet, everybody's still being entry-level jobs are still entry-level wages, which those have not risen at all.
So work your way up the ladder. Do better at work.
That's what people are doing. I know so many people who went to college for really good majors, and they can't do anything because they're still paying off those college loans
should
be making bank at this point, too.
By the way, there are a lot of people who are rethinking their college plans for this fall, young women especially, who were going to college in a state that now has banned abortion. So if you don't, a lot of students who are, quote-unquote, afraid, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but giving second thought, and so are their parents. Because let's say you go to college and you get frisky and you're not using protection.
Raped.
Yeah, or raped. Yeah, exactly. And they will face discrimination in a lot of these states. And so the colleges are now notifying their boards of directors, and this stuff is leaking out, that they may not have the kind of incoming population, and not only in freshman classes, but sophomore, junior, seniors in these states. These are the unintended consequences of all of this stuff. And you can hold the Democrats responsible if you want to, if that's the way you feel, because they could have codified Roe any number of times over the past 15, and they said they were going to, but they didn't.
Everyone wants to blame everybody else. And a lot of this, too, is a manner of protesting in the pure sense of not that somebody would feel like they might need an abortion, so therefore they can't go. It's just the fact that that's a state where my rights as a human being has been taken away.
Correct. That is the way it works. And so there are a lot of, but you're going to see that. That came to my mind, having seen that after what you said about college expenses. And there are some people who want to have it free. Well, it isn't free. It'll just be somebody else paying for it, not you. And whether that's a whole different can of worms under the circumstances, but certainly. I forgot to talk about Elon Musk. He's terminating his deal with Twitter.
Twitter's not happy.
10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extended attention, please. This is our moment together, Chuck and I. We've had this bromance going on for almost 30 years. We love each other's company. We enjoy sharing time on the air. Chucker knows more about movies than any critic that I've ever come across, and that's why he's been here for as long as he has. And he knows how to deal with me and put up with me and throw things at the wall. That's good. It's very helpful, and I'm happy you're here. Okay, so that you just played that Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. That's not from a church service, is it?
No, it's Ode to Joy, Beethoven. They used that in the original 1988 action film Die Hard, which was released this day in theaters July 15th, 1988. I remember going, first let me just preface, I said this many times on the show, Die Hard is the greatest pure action movie ever produced. It was based on a novel called Nothing Lasts Forever, which is the main storyline in the film where they're broken marriage reuniting through a circumstance of peril between Bruce Willis's John McClane and his wife, played by Bonnie Bedelia. So it was basically a sequel. The novel was a sequel to a Frank Sinatra movie called The Detective.
Oh,
and the author who wrote this novel, Nothing Lasts Forever, was actually sitting in a movie theater in 1974 watching Irwin Allen's The Towering Inferno and got the idea to place his story in a high-rise building where terrorists take over. Alan Rickman was cast as the villain, Hans Gruber. He was a theater actor, never did a motion picture. Was amazing in that movie, one of the greatest villains of all time. Bruce Willis was primarily doing the TV show Moonlight, and he was not even close to the first actor they thought about for John McClane. It was a vehicle originally for, I believe, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They asked Stallone, then they went to a whole bunch of actors like Richard Gere, and down the list, Mel Gibson, Hollywood. They all passed, and then they picked Bruce Willis, who turned out to be an absolutely perfect marriage for the role of John McClane. I love this film. I remember seeing it at the Kings Plaza Multiplex on a Friday afternoon by myself, I think 4 o'clock show. And halfway through this movie, I said something to myself, Doug, that I rarely ever say on a first viewing in a movie theater. I said to myself, this movie is a classic. And and or will become a classic. And I remember going to see this film about seven straight weekends after that. That's how much I liked this film with an audience. It was a great event movie. Grossed about like $85 million in 88, which was considered a hit. Not a massive hit, but a hit. But this movie generationally is extremely popular and spawned a really successful franchise. I like all the Die Hards except the last one, which I hate. Good Day to Die Hard. I think it's a bad film. But other than that, I like the first four very much.
All right, looking at the Top Gun stats here, Chucker.
Yeah.
Maverick has gone past the Titanic as the highest grossing
domestically,
movie.
I saw that.
Domestically. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I got to tell you, I still say if somebody would have told me that Top Gun Maverick would be as successful financially as it is, I wouldn't have believed it. Because I thought, okay, you know, a sequel to Top Gun 30-something years later in a post-COVID environment. Yeah, I mean, it'll do all right, but I never thought it would have this type of success and radiate with the public on this level.
It adds to the concept that we've all been talking about this, how people really want to go to the movies and how these nutbirds with the streaming services are shooting themselves in the foot by having all these great movies and actors and actresses do things for a limited audience. It's craziness.
Hey, I'm going to bounce. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to bounce into this one. There's this movie called The Gray Man, right? Now, it's a $200 million movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. It's going to premiere on Netflix. It's a Netflix movie next Friday. But quietly, Netflix has put this movie into 450 screens yesterday, last night, with no marketing campaign, no fanfare. I had a buddy of mine went to the multiplex here in Strasbourg and watched it. Thought it was an excellent movie. He said it was a terrific film. Great action, really compelling. He liked it a lot. Now, the reviews are somewhat split or mixed. But here's the question. I just find it amazing that Netflix could spend $200 million on a big action movie and then dump it into theaters quietly with no marketing campaign, and then put it on Netflix next Friday.
You gotta wonder what
it seems perplexing
really
to me. I don't
thinking.
Get it. I don't understand that model.
I'm with you on that one, 100%.
Yeah.
They're interesting. The two guys are around Massachusetts doing promotion for it and giving away stuff. I thought it was pretty interesting. All right, well, we'll see how it shakes out on Monday. Thank you, Chucker. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.